Hello, this is Maggie Rita, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today is day four in my 100-day podcast and video challenge, where I'm sharing with you short trainings to help you to be the best that you can possibly be, to live life on your terms, and to live out your mission, your vision, your passion, and to achieve wealth, success, and freedom, and whatever that means to you. So today I'm sharing with you the third key in how to develop an unstoppable mindset and the mindset of a champion. So this is all about owning your brilliance. You were born amazing. You were born infinitely powerful. You were also born with special gifts and talents. This is a collection of unconscious competences or core genius aspects of you that nobody else has and has in the same way. And when you leverage these core geniuses, these aspects of you, this is when you leverage your special gifts and talents, and success becomes so much easier. It also becomes a lot more fun. So what are your gifts and talents? Have you ever sat down and written out your gifts and talents? And it's time to go deeper with what you think your gifts and talents are. For so many people, they don't recognize what they're really good at and what their talents are because they come so easily to them, and they dismiss them because they just don't think that they're all that relevant or they're really important. Because they come so easily to you, you probably think that they come easily to everybody, but they don't. This is the key. So think about what you do naturally really, really well. Think about what you love to do, because this is another key to knowing what it is that your gifts and talents are. What do you love to do? What can you just get lost in and lose track of time? If there was something that you could do all day, every day for the next 50 years and never get tired of it, what would that be? What brings you the greatest joy? With your gifts and talents, what do people compliment you on that you do really, really well? And it might be something that you've never even really considered and you just brush it off. But people will say to you, man, you do that so well, or that comes so easily to you. Think about those times. And it doesn't have to be earth-shattering. It might be the way you communicate with people. It might be the way you work with children. It might be the fact that you listen really well to others. It might be something that you do with your hands, or the way you process data or numbers, or the way you learn stuff. There are just thousands of things that could be a part of your gifts and talents and your unconscious competences. So think about what it is you love to do, what you do really easily and really well. And sometimes these things, when we go to teach other people and they just don't get it, we can go, man, what is wrong with you? This is so easy. Why can't you get this? But it's easy for you because you are gifted and talented in this particular area. So really start to analyze what you do well, what you love to do, because these are the keys to you leveraging your gifts and talents to living a life of purpose and passion and on mission. And these are a part of your mission and a part of your purpose for being on the planet. And when you live from that place, success and wealth is so much easier than it is when you're trying to learn skills and do stuff that you're not necessarily that good at. Leverage what you're naturally really good at, and success and wealth becomes much easier. Your mindset will shift because all of a sudden it's a joy to do these things, because you're just using what God gave you, or what the universe gave you to use here on this planet. And if we all leveraged our gifts and our talents, this world would be a very, very different place. So do what you do well. Focus on your strengths and working with your strengths, and get somebody else to do the stuff that are your weaknesses. So that's what you need to do now, is to sit and think really carefully about what people compliment you on, what you love to do, what your natural gifts and talents are, and go deeper than you've ever gone before, because there are some hidden secrets that you have never uncovered that are a part of your mission, your purpose, and your passion that will make success, wealth, happiness, and freedom so much easier for you to achieve. So that's it for today. That's the third key in the five keys to developing the mindset of a champion and being unstoppable. If you've enjoyed this and you haven't joined my Pitbull community yet, then head on over to Pitbull Mindset, Pitbull as in the dog, P-I-T-B-U-L-L, mindset.com, and register your details there. I love to see you in the community. I've got some great tools, information, techniques, and strategies to help you to be the best that you can be, to live life on your terms, and to live a fulfilling and satisfying life of passion, purpose, freedom, and wealth. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Until the next podcast, you have an exceptional day. Bye for now.